Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the worlds of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
The things are going, baby.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
Episode 86 of Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast. And as you can see, I am Gary. And he is not
I'm Terry. Definitely not Terry.
So where's Rhino?
Where's Rhino? No one knows. I mean, you know, he might be shopping, you know.
I know where he's not. He's not here.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have Brad. Brad R. That's what we're gonna call you, Brad R.
That's fine. Yeah.
Our man behind the camera, our man behind the video camera, the promo master, IWR sensation, superstar Brad R.
Well, I don't know about that.
Superstar Brad R. Rated R superstar.
Yeah, I'm not sure about all that, you know.
Whatever. Yeah,
but
no, I'm glad to have you on today, Brad. I know you helped us out a lot. Thank you. Ran the IWR booth, keeping those guys in line. So
it was tough. Yeah, someone had to do it though.
Well, tell us about your experience at the Pop Fest this weekend.
It was amazing.
The thing I enjoyed the most is seeing all the cosplay. You know, I was just amazed at what all these people dressed up like and I got pictures with and everything. I mean, overall, it was a great experience. So.
I wish I'd actually loaded some cosplay pictures up to show everybody, but yeah, some of the winner, the big, huge, gigantic bumblebee looking armor
feature.
I don't know what that is, but it was awesome.
I got it.
Eric wants to know, WTF, it's National Rhino Day, and he don't even show up. You send all
I
your.
I didn't even know it was National Rhino Day, though.
Yeah. Send all your queries and complaints to www.rhino.com or rhino at gmail, whatever his email is. You can find
him.
You can. We can't find him, but you might be able to find him.
He will respond quickly, let me tell you.
Send it to our complaint department. But, who else we have at the Pop Fest with us? We had Benjamin Boone.
Yep. Kenny Urban.
Without Goose.
Without Goose, but Zach Thomas had – Goose there.
Yeah. I was waiting for something to go down. I'm glad it didn't. I don't know if my insurance would cover it.
I mean, I was scared. I was in between the two. I'm like, okay, guys, you know, we're in a professional setting right here, and we can't be doing this here. Save it for the ring, and safely they did.
Thankfully they did. Hey, what's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy? It's good to see you. Hope we see you at October 27th at IWR 15 Insane Halloween Havoc. You guys get your tickets. I think first row is gone. PurplePass.com/IWR15.
15. That's right.
Hey, we have Dave Thornton. Good days, guy. Hey, what's up, Dave? How you doing? Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining the Rhinoless episode 86. Well. We have some other stuff here, don't we? What did you send us?
We have a couple of promos, you know. Mark Roberts introduced a couple of things, so I think we should take a look at some of them.
We'll shoot this on over to Mark Roberts.
Again, everyone, Mark Roberts here with a big announcement about the IWR World Championship. On October 27th, Dread King Logan will be defending against the Kenny Urban. Urban has a lot on his mind these days after the loss of his dear confidant, Goose. Urban regained custody of Goose in a Goose on a Pole match against the grimy Zach Thomas, only for the grimy one to once again steal Goose. Kenny Urban is angry and more motivated than ever as he seeks his first championship in Insane Wrestling Revolution. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. PurplePass.com/IWR15. Halloween is going to be insane.
Boom, there you have it, our next match.
Yes.
King Logan defending his title versus the Kenny Urban. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm not sure what happened there with that graphic because when I sent it to you, it definitely was not like that. But that's okay. You know, that's okay.
Well, that's the one we got, so that's the one we're playing.
Yeah. Yes. No. That's fine. That's definitely fine.
If worse comes worse, we'll just throw it up. That gets me every time too.
You know, I mean, it just there's so much enjoyment I see when PCO smashes through the table on the Drake King Logan. You know, what I mean,
I have mixed feelings about it because every one of those tables that break, I gotta buy another one. So
well, then there's that, but.
Well, my dad said that Rhino might still be at Walmart. He just might. Okay. Probably cruising the aisles trying to find some skinless breast, chicken breast or something.
He definitely is.
You did too. Hello.
Rita. Hey, how's it going? Hey, speaking of someone who helped out at the Pop Fest, Rita. I mean, she is the unsung hero of the Monroe Pop Fest.
You're going to give her a big head stop. No, Rita does a phenomenal job both at the Pop Fest and at IWR. So yeah. our number one supporter. Thank you, Rita, for all you do, and thank you for that special gift for me and Don. Still embarrassed by it. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
The Honey Cut special was pretty awesome. What else we got here? We got Dave Thornton. I went to a show in my hometown 6 years ago, and it was the headliner, and he didn't show up either. Oh man, this is Bash Rhino.
Wow.
Hey, Brad R. Tony wants to say
hey,
hi.
Hey, Tony. How's it going, buddy?
All right. But yeah, get your tickets to propass.com/IWR15. It's going to be a great show. The main event, Trey Miguel, IWR superstar, Impact superstar, IWR United States, undefeated United States champion, Trey Miguel. I have a lot of prefixes before I get to him. Trey Miguel defending his title against top-notch Jason Hotch. Impact superstar on the rise. IWR superstar on the rise. Last time they met, close as you can get to a five-star match, I think.
It was if not a 4.5, it was definitely a 5, you know. I mean,
it was.
They tore the house down then, and I have no doubt that they're going to do the exact same thing.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the main event, too. I mean, usually our heavyweight champion gets the main event. This time, you can't beat this match. So, boom, main event, Trey Miguel versus top-notch Jason Hotch. Looking forward to that one. Dave says, this is my first podcast with you guys. Do you guys ever come to Canada at all? I'm not allowed in the country. I don't know about Rhino.
Yeah, I'm definitely not allowed because I don't have a passport right now.
We don't travel too much. We pretty much stay in we have a lot of low expectations, so we're pretty much here in this room broadcasting IWR travels to the FOP Hall, the House of Insanity. Terry's in the basement somewhere, locked up. Have we checked on him? And maybe he got locked up.
Yeah. Maybe he did, you know.
Take somebody up at the Pop Fest, and they locked him in the basement.
Yeah. There you go. But maybe him and Al Snow are in the basement, you know?
Him and Al Snow and Head.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got Trey Miguel versus top-notch Jason Hotch United States Championship. We've got Kenny Urban challenging Dread King Logan for his world heavyweight championship. And we have the A-Team, which is what the A-Team challenged. Yeah, I thought that was the video you were going to send.
Well, you know,
I was surprised to see the video you sent.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes down to last minute, you know, you
can't. It was a good surprise for our thousands and thousands of listeners, or at least the 10.
Oh, yes, yes.
But no, the A-Team.
What about the A-Team?
The A-Team challenged.
Yeah.
Shane Douglas and a partner who is choosing.
Shane Douglas, yeah. Who knows who's going to pick? He could pick anyone,
you
know?
He could pick you.
He could pick me. I mean, we might not win, but
he could pick Rated R Brad Star.
That's right. I mean,
I hope he does.
The options are endless, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Shane hasn't been there. Probably a couple of events he hasn't been here, but he's been to at least four or five of the IWR events, and we are looking forward to having Shane back. I wonder how him and Dread King are going to get along, too. That's always nifty.
Well, they shook hands at the end of
but
a couple of shows ago. They shook hands, but you never know with Shane Douglas, you know.
Shaking hands with Shane Douglas don't mean shit.
Yeah, I mean, he'll shake your hand and then as soon as you turn your back, you know, he'll get you.
Oh, let's see. I'm afraid to play the other video you gave us, so maybe we'll just play
No, that one's a good video. Trust me.
You sure? I don't know. I might just play. There's another $100.
Yeah, there's another $100 right down the tube, you know? No?
It's great. I also wanted to show. I have something else. I'm gonna see if I can put this behind us. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes. He's awesome. That's my guy right there.
Buckeye Sam. I wish I could show up even better, but that's our man, Buckeye Sam, who's been invading the IWR, coming through with the our intermissions and doing some exhibition matches. So who knows what's gonna happen next time.
I personally like Buckeye Sam because I am a huge Ohio State fan, living in Ohio, where I do.
So, since he's an Ohio State fan, we got rid of him. but we'll bring him back, even though he's an Ohio State. There he is. We brought him back.
Hey, I'm going to like the Mud Hens, too.
Well, that's different. That's not Ohio State. That's Toledo. That's basically Michigan. I wanted to show another guy that's up on the rise at IWR. I mean, it's just a huge pop when he comes out. Boom. I can't see it all.
Shogun.
Amazing talent.
He is an amazing talent. He's with Impact Wrestling.
I cannot wait to see who he faces.
I can't wait to see whoever he faces is in for a long night.
They're in for some Suplex City. Is that his town? Is that somebody else's town?
I think that's someone else's town. That's someone I don't want to mess with, actually.
Probably not. David Thornton. Oh, I already said that, David. That was my fault. Maybe that's why Rhino didn't come. Yeah. It could be. You never know.
No, see, he didn't show up because he knew I was going to be here, you know?
Yeah. The real boss behind the scenes, Brad R., is here today.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
You got Soccer Bro tickets VIP?
Huh.
I don't get it, Tony, but you have some. Oh, wait. Traffic Road tickets? Maybe Terry got pulled over. He did get pulled over on his golf cart last summer.
Yes, he did. I mean,
maybe he's in the clink. Well, check TMZ.
Check TMZ. I guarantee it's on there.
Hurry, somebody check TMZ and get back to us. Hey, Ringside Carl, IWR's number one fan, just came in to say
hello. There you go, Carl.
Carl.
How's it going?
Jimmy said, hey, guys. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
Carl again. Man, all these people. It's amazing. But, yeah, you guys are great, man. What else we got? We got Boom, we got three amazing VIP matches coming up for those VIP ticket holders. So get your tickets now. Like I said, first row is gone already. Second and third row will soon follow. Now the ticket sales are going strong here. Some big announcements for VIP, too. You guys are going to really look forward to our three VIP matches that we got coming. So we got some returning.
Can't wait to hear those.
Back. It's going to be big. We also got a big tag team world champion, DTA, defending their titles. We haven't said who they're going to defend against yet, but they will also be in attendance defending their titles.
And what a shocker how they beat the game changers of Chin Strap Jesus and Big Flex.
Yeah.
You know, Nate Bach was not there, you know. But
I wish I had the Chin Strap Jesus promo to post up in the background, but we, Mustard Stain Wife Beater T. Hey, yeah. Patrick Mendez. Hey, great to see you, Gary. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate all you guys that came out to the Merle Pop Fest, especially our IWR superstars that manned the booth and had a lot of fun. We had the big eating competition. We had pretty a bunch of pictures out online of that eating competition. If you missed it, it was super, super fun.
And competition, man.
The littlest person on the podium won the taco eating contest.
Yeah, so, my money was on Ox.
Well, you know who my money wasn't on? Rod Lee.
He ate one taco.
It was incredible. Out of 15 tacos, he ate one taco.
Oh, man. But Dre King Logan came in second. So maybe. And Vicky Din? Miss Vicky? Miss Vicky came in first. I could not believe it.
That I could not believe, and I still can't believe it.
But Miss Vicky came in with the plan, and she executed it well.
Yeah. Red King won second place, which she also won $100 in
gifts and prizes, which turned out to be toilet paper.
Oh, I wish I had that picture, too. I need to get better at this, but this is the House of Low Expectations, so I probably won't.
Low Expectations.
Oh, see what we got here. We got 17 minutes in. No Rhino still yet. Let's put that Where's Rhino promo back up.
You know,
Where's Rhino? Boom. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Well, if you don't see Rhino on the show no more, it's because we fired him. And we'll be looking for replacements. So if you guys want to be the co-host of Gary and Blank's podcast, please send your promo reel to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations at gmail.com. Longest name in the industry. So
yes. Resumes are required.
Well, we got the other video. Let me see. Is the other video allowed to play? Can we play this other video?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Do you know which one it is?
It should be the first one that I sent you, correct?
Well, let's see. Nope.
Greetings, IWR World. Mark Roberts here, inviting you to the most insane Halloween party of the season. It's IWR's Insane Halloween Havoc. Come on out Thursday night, October 27, to the House of Insanity, the FOP Hall in Monroe, and see our very special guest, the franchise Shane Douglas, plus IWR champs, Dread King Logan, DTA, Trey Miguel, Impact Wrestling stars will be in attendance, like Madman Fulton, Suplex Shogun Jackson Stone, Jason Hotch, all of your regular IWR favorites. Get your tickets now. Great seats still remaining. purplepass.com/IWR15 or come see me at the door Thursday, October 27th. Thank you.
Well, shit, I wish I'd have played that one first.
That's what I thought you were playing first.
that was a great promo, man. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Madman Fulton's going to be in the house again. Always tears it up. I think people just pay to see him swing his dreads around. That's worth the price of admission right there.
I agree. He is a monster, and I would not want to get in his way at all.
He is a monster among men. Or, no, can't use that one either.
I'm not sure we can use that one either.
No, he's a monster.
Yes.
Let's see what else. We got a couple more comments. We'll probably wrap it up here real quick. I appreciate you coming on today, filling in for the Rhino. Let's see. Here we go. Next one. Boom, 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 boom. Tony Lewis, LOL. I had to get that on there because everybody loves an LOL. Thanks, Tony.
Yes, definitely.
Patrick, after eating all those tacos, you need that toilet paper. You're right. I mean, if you're ever in the search for toilet paper and we're short on at the stores, I believe Dread King Logan has a sale on it. A one roll autograph, $25. So get your Dread King Logan rolls of toilet paper autographed for $25 a piece. Send the money to me. I'll make sure he gets it.
He might be selling it at the next show. I mean,
he should have it at the next show. Hey, great to see you again. Oh, nope, seen that one already. I just like put my name on there every chance I get.
Hey, I don't blame you. I would too, you know.
Oh, hey, I want a shirt. I want that on a shirt. Tombstone Zombie Hand, not the Mud Hand shirt. Oh. Nobody wants a Mud Hand shirt. She wants a Tombstone Zombie Hand. As long as it's got IWR on it somewhere. Well, on the tombstone.
It did, yeah. Yeah.
I saw that. And then what else we got? We got Patrick said, I still want compensation for John Myth Bravo ripping up my sign. Well, you're going to have to take that up with our lost and found and legal department. I don't know where it is or how to contact them, but.
I mean, I also happen to be the same number that you get a hold of Rhino at. So, yeah. I mean.
1-800-CALL-RHINO.
Yep. 1-800-CALL-RHINO for lost and found. Get to find out where he's at, you know.
We're going to see. Let's see. I got to do something real quick here. So hold down the fort.
Okay. Yeah, IWR 15 is going to be an amazing show. Rhino.
You're going to find these in the backs of all the milk cartons. Styrofoam, non-biodegradable cups, because we want them found. Where is Rhino? Yes.
He's missing right now.
Please email the show if you find him.
Yes.
You better not be out eating somewhere because he didn't invite me. Oh, by the way, we went to me and Terry went to a Muggsy's yesterday.
Okay. So
new IWR sponsor, Muggsy's. Hey, I just got a text from Terry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said, I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care if you didn't. Oh, I totally forgot. Still an Algonet working on boat.
Well, let him know.
That does nothing for me.
You know?
That excuse does nothing for me.
Yeah. I thought he was at Walmart, though. You know? So,
we don't even believe him. Whereas Rhino is trending. It'd be the first time we ever trended, so that's awesome.
To be the show that I'm on, you know?
Hey, how about that? It is. I should tell him, join us. Join anyways. Let me see if I can get him on there just to say goodbye. Come say hi, I'm going to say. Come say hi. This is the worst podcast and probably all the podcast history. So not this really one in is. General. Not this one in general.
This one in general is the worst podcast ever.
Not because of you. It's just generally, you know, if there's like a ratings for podcasts, I'm sure there is. Like, you know, there's like probably, you know, DDP has one, or you know, Diamond Dallas Page has one, and Chris Jericho has one. All those guys have one. They're like way up here, you know, and the rating is like 1, 2, 10, 15, and then there's Terry and Gary's Low Expectations podcast, and I have my hands still going down. Still going.
The expectations for this show particularly have hit an all-time low, let me tell you.
It's an all-time low. But it was brought up a little bit with you on the show today, Brad. on for 5 seconds just to do the gun show. Yeah, maybe he should come on and do the gun show. I mean, something. Yeah. Something. I don't think he's coming.
No.
We rank behind a boat.
Well, I could have told you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. So, I don't know what we want to do. We got 25 minutes and 21, 22 seconds. I mean, I think we've punished these people enough.
I mean, I think you're probably right about that. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add that we forgot about the IWR? I mean, tickets are on sale right now. It's a Thursday show again, October 27th, IWR 15, Insane Halloween Havoc. Tickets are at www.purplepass.com/IWR15. Front row is gone. Second and third row are going super fast behind them.
All right.
Oh, we come here to see how low the expectations are. Well, eventually they're going to be so low. How low are they? So low. Yep. Brad shirts are for sale next show. Brad, Molly, your shirt. What else? How much you got for that shirt? You going to sell that shirt? A Toledo Mudhens signed Brad R. shirt going for?
Sell it for $20.
$20. Anybody got $20?
That's how cheap I am right now.
Just, let's see. You got second row. We do have second row VIP. We have third row VIP, and we have general admission. We will have general admission for sale at the door as well. I wouldn't wait. We got 6 weeks to the show, roughly. So 5 weeks to the show? Yeah, 5 weeks to the show. Get your tickets now. We have a lot more announcements to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 more match announcements coming. It's gonna be a great show. We're back. I mean, we took almost 2 months off, so you guys have got to be fiending.
20 cents? Come on, Patrick.
It's not a Buckeye shirt, Patrick. It's a Mudhens shirt.
Oh, come on now. come on.
All right. Well,
I have to talk to Buckeye Sam about that one. And, you know.
One more Where's Rhino promo in there. But, yeah, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Thursday. And maybe Terry be here. I don't know. I mean, this is his show. So
this is his show. You know? I mean, who knows, you know?
I just want to know how many people tune in and said, oh shit, Terry's not there, and tune right back out because you're killing us. I mean, but they saw you. So now I want to know how many people tune in and said, oh, thank God Terry's not here. It's Brad.
Oh yeah. Or they saw me and were like, who is that ugly guy?
Dave wants to know where we're based out of. My mom's basement, so I don't know. We do our shows out of the basement in an undisclosed location. But no, we're in Monroe, Michigan. If you guys get a chance coming out there, our next show is at October 27th at the FOP Hall, otherwise known as the House of Insanity, because shit gets insane. And Patrick says it's still from Ohio. I mean, he's got you there. So, I mean, you might want to take 20 cents and run with it.
We're champions, though. Yeah.
Dave said he stayed for Brad. Came for Rhino, stayed for Brad. That's a new hashtag. Came for Rhino, stayed for Brad. Oh, look at another one. Here for Brad.
There you go.
Shit, this might be Brad and Terry's Low Expectations podcast by the end of this show. Thank God. Oh, and Dave's in Toronto. I heard it's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Toronto.
Yes, so, it is.
All I know is it's cold here. Went from 90 degrees yesterday to 58 today.
Yeah, I like it. It's the Midwest.
Half our time will be sick. But, no, I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's a lot of fun talking to y'all. I appreciate the questions and comments. So I could not make it. Had a foot surgery. No excuses, Brandon. No sympathy here. Hope you get better, buddy. Man, Cole, you guys got to let us go. We got to go. We people's ears are bleeding right now. Cold here, too, man. We get the same weather. Yeah, you're about 4 hours away, I believe. A couple artists that I know live up there. Have a great day, guys. Well, we'll have a day.
Yeah, it's going to be a day.
And all the days are great. So appreciate you guys coming in. We're going to – Terry and I have talked about pretty soon here when our schedule gets a little more regular, bringing on some guests again. So expect to see some guests here in the fall. Probably not with Terry on, but I'll be here and I'll interview him. So, well, it's going to be a good time. Oh, wait a second. Another guy – yeah, we wanted you to come there too, Brandon. No, it was a great show. I hope you get better.
Amazing show, yeah.
Can't walk around without a foot, so you just take care of yourself, buddy. Next show, October 27th, IWR 15. Tickets, purplepass.com/IWR15. Go get them. We're going to be out of here. Maybe we'll be back next Thursday for episode 87. Maybe it'll just be Brad. Who knows? It don't matter. It don't matter who shows up.
Really low expectations.
I appreciate you coming on, Brad. Thank you. And right now, all I got to say is
bye, Felicia.